It's the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coaches Corner from Farmer's Family Restaurant off Old Fort Parkway on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
Welcome back in to the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner, and time to talk about the Eagleville Eagles. 9A tournament underway, and Joey Reed joins us here on game day. Coach, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Game day it is.
It's once again here. It seems like it just started, but we're in tournament time.
It's amazing to me that you seem to find yourself in the most interesting matchups every single year. You're in the 4-5 game this year, and that's often the toughest games maybe of the whole tournament. And there you are.
Well, you know, it's a lot better than being that 7 seed and going in against that number 2 that we were facing just a few days ago. So when we went in against Moore County, it was either win and be the 5 seed or lose and be the 7 seed and play the host at home. And we didn't want that, so I guess we'll take this 4-5 spot.
Yeah, nobody wants to play the host at home in that first round.
Never.
The thing about it is it's an elimination game. I mean, you're playing in a game that, you know, Chris played in that same game last night, and a team that he beat earlier in the week lost to in a tough game 44-36 last night. So, you know, that brings things into perspective. This is real business here tonight.
Yeah, we start a little earlier than most districts, and it's here. It's a great atmosphere. Chris's game last night, there was a great atmosphere. Gym was crowded. It was loud, and girls gave it everything they had, and you could tell that it was a tournament game, and you could tell that neither team wanted to lose, and there was a lot of times that the girls could have folded up and just, I think they got down 11 at one point, and they battled back and cut it to 4 and had a chance. And it's tournament basketball, and his girls are so young, they'll be back many more times, and this can be a learning experience for them because they're all sophomores and one junior, no seniors. So it's a good time for him, something he can build on, use it to his advantage for next year.
Well, you've playing Forest, obviously there's no love loss. You get the rival side of the bracket too. You're rivals with everybody, though.
We're rivals with everybody, but I would say on our side of the bracket is the most – We've always had a good rivalry with Forest, and we've always had a rivalry with MTCS because we're in the same county. It's kind of a county rivalry. So, and I think Forest and MTCS has got a good little rivalry brewing right now. So I'm sure Jason will be watching the game and not knowing who he really wants to play. But
I guess you got to pick your poison in
that.
Yeah,
you got to pick your poison in that. But it's going to be a fun tournament. It's going to be a fun day for our kids. I've never had any of these kids on the floor during the tournament, so I'm not 100% sure what to expect out of them. But they've been playing hard here lately, and we've been getting a lot of good basketball out of them.
Coach, between, let's say, early December to mid-January, you had a really tough stretch. And there is no doubt that what's happened here lately proves that these kids have some kind of resilience in them.
Well, the thing that I tell everybody, and I think it's important to know, is these kids, some of them, Kalen Parker, who's been our most valuable player the last out of, and this stretch that we have, he's averaging 25 points and 20 rebounds a game the last 4 games, and he never really had a feel because he wasn't with us in the summer and he played football, so we didn't get him till late. Almost Thanksgiving this year because the football team was so successful. He's just now, I think, getting his basketball legs, and he's just now getting comfortable in the system, and we're finally getting to know each other a little bit better. And he's playing really good basketball. And Brandon Kelly, who's a sophomore, who has put so much pressure on him as a sophomore, and that's a hard situation to be in when you're a sophomore and the coach. And everybody knows that I'm as hard on point guards as anybody that's ever been. And you can ask any point guard that's ever played for me that I'm pretty hard on point guards. And he's a sophomore, and he's really, really stood up to the test, and he started playing good basketball. And we've got some other young kids that have stepped in and started playing, Alex Schofield and Garrett Parker. Garrett Parker hit some huge threes against Moore County the other night. He hit two that – we were down 3, and he hit one to send it into overtime, and then we were down 3 again, and he hit another one to send it into double overtime. So kids are just stepping up. We're all getting to know each other. I feel like we're finally at a point where we all trust and know each other, and we've kind of glued together, and here it is, elimination game time.
It's a really good time to be coming together. You've won three of your last four games, and you know, after the midseason struggles that I was talking about there, to see all of that work, all of that cohesiveness finally bond together, it's a really good time for that to happen.
Well, I've always preached and I've always said it's a long-distance run. It's regular season, doesn't matter anything but seeding. That's all that it matters. And can you get better? And I told the guys last night when we finished up and before we headed over to the girls' game that our record right now is 0-0. And to get to the state tournament, you got to have four wins. And we're looking to get four wins, and we're looking to move forward. And right now, we can decide what our season's going to be, the success of it or the failure of it. All begins this afternoon at 4:30.
This year, Forest has won both games. The first game was very close, what, like a four-point game. And the Forest game at Forest was an 11-point game, I think, some 49-30.
Something like that.
It's so long ago, it's distant memory. But I think all of these teams are really close. I mean, you played the number one seed, MTCS, to overtime earlier this year, right?
No, close to overtime.
Almost to overtime.
We were close to overtime with Community, and then
yeah.
And then I think we played them to single digits at our place.
Well, I mean, you're right there.
We're close. And these young guys – It's important to believe right now, and it's important to have a sense of confidence going into the tournament. And I think our guys have a sense of confidence going into the tournament. But, you know, Forest, a lot of people talk about Eagleville's tournament success. But, you know, thinking back, I can't remember a time that Forest has not been in the region tournament, because they're really solid in the first round game and well coached. The school's got a lot of history. They got four quality seniors that have been there, done that, and it's going to come down to a game where our youth against their experience, and I hope it comes down to the who wants it more, because I really believe our guys really want it right now.
You know, it's for a group of guys who maybe haven't experienced it. It's sometimes hard to know what to want. They have to kind of rely on you and the coaching staff for that, don't they?
Well, that's true, and these young guys. I see them every day growing as not only as players but as individuals. You see the light come on in their eyes sometimes in practice. And we've brought in as much experience as we can bring into the gym to help them. Michael McLaren has come over and did some defensive drills with them. Kevin Snell, who coaches the middle school and has been in those big games, he came over and helped us out a little bit this week. So it's not a point where their experience is something, but we're trying to bring as many people in that has that experience to give them different looks and different things to say, because sometimes listening to old Coach Reed gets a little old sometimes. And bringing in new people, letting them talk to them. And Eagleville's such a community. It's one of those great places where everybody's invested and everybody wants the school to be successful, and it's a special place to be.
Well, I was going to say that, because there, you know, there aren't many places that can go down and have their junior high coach come up here and you know, and talk to the kids and add those in and you know, and dip down into that well of knowledge.
Well, he's coached most of them too.
Yeah,
and that's one of the things, we're all under one roof, and you see these kids from kindergarten on up, and Brandon Kelly, I've watched the kid grow up, and it's just, you can't ever describe how special it is to be at Eagleville until you've actually been there and done that.
One thing that I didn't want to mention for Eagleville fans, and we'll have this announcement a little later on, but this week we've got some Eagleville athletes that will be joining us for Picture Day for the middle school all-county league team announcement, and Picture Day is Wednesday, and we're going to make that announcement starting on Thursday, or I guess Wednesday night, and such on the website. So looking forward to that. And you've got some pretty good kids coming up, too.
I do, and one of them happens to be my own child.
That's going to be a fun chapter.
He's in the eighth grade, and he's moving up, and he's excited. He gets in the car and picks my brain every day about, so what's going on? What's happening here? What's happening there? What's Kalen doing? And How's Carson's knee? How's Chris's knee? And it's something I've never experienced before, getting the little guy. And, you know, once it's your kid, you always look at him as the little guy. And I guess now I'm going to start looking at him a little bit different because he's growing up and he's reached that age. And I don't want him to grow up, but yet here it is. I might as well embrace it and enjoy this chapter too.
Yep, yep. And enjoy coaching. It's going to bring a whole different it's going to bring a different experience to you, I guess, from others that I've heard that have coached their own child, which is fun, though. It's a bonding experience that a lot of people don't get to have.
Well, a lot of people say that, but I look at all these boys as my boys.
And, sure.
And I care about them all. So he'll be treated probably a little worse than the rest of them. And
yeah, and that's the point.
He'll have to earn it a little harder, because when you're the coach's son, you got to go work a little bit harder. And he's out in the driveway every day working on his shot. And he hears rotation all the time from his dad. So I guess he's out there looking at that rotation. And then his little brother comes out there and makes a mess of things. So I guess it'll be all right.
That sounds like many households across America. That's pretty awesome. Well, Coach, good luck against Forest this afternoon, 4:30 over at Community. Folks want to see some good basketball, head over to Community High School. It's boys' night tonight, and you kick it off at the 4-5 game. And hopefully we'll be talking to you in a couple of weeks on our Reach a Day.
I hope so.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much.
All right. And that's going to do it for this portion of the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner. Joey Reed, the head coach of the Eagleville Eagles, will take a break and be right back here at Farmers Family Restaurant.